President Obama calls for less regulation.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning. From American Public Media in New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. President Obama is signing an executive order today requiring that federal agencies review regulations that might hurt economic growth. The president also wrote an op-ed in this morning's Wall Street Journal outlining his plan. For more on this, let's bring in Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer in Washington. She's with us live. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what's the president saying, Nancy?
Well, in his op-ed, the president says his executive order is intended to, quote, make sure we avoid excessive, inconsistent, and redundant regulation. He says he wants to focus on eliminating rules that, quoting again here, Jeremy, stifle job creation and make our economy less competitive.
Are there any specific rules that he's talking about?
Yeah, he cites a number of examples. He says the FDA has ruled that the artificial sweetener saccharin is safe for people to eat, but another federal agency, the Environmental Protection Agency, has for years made companies treat saccharin like other dangerous chemicals. Hmm. The president says the EPA eliminated that rule last month, and he also talks about fuel economy standards for cars and trucks, and the president says the process for federal approval of new medical devices should be streamlined.
So he's calling for less regulation. Is he going to face any hurdles there in Washington?
How'd you guess, Jeremy? We haven't heard anything from agency heads yet about this, but big changes take time here in Washington. I talked to banking analyst Bert Ely about this, and he says the president is going to face some challenges.
He says the agencies are going to come back and say, wait a minute, we're doing what Congress told us to do. And therefore, Congress is actually going to have to change the legislation on which the rules are based.
And Jeremy, some members in Congress, as you may guess, could be reluctant to do that, especially on new legislation like the health care and financial overhauls.
All right. We'll be watching Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer in Washington. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Well, the debate over health care reform is back this week in Washington as Republicans in the House of Representatives plan a vote to repeal the new health care law. There are obvious political implications of the vote, but there are implications for the health care industry as well. Alan Miller is the CEO of Universal Health Services, a company that owns a couple hundred hospitals around the country, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you having to adjust amid all this back and forth in Washington about the health care law?
Well, we have not adjusted much to it at the moment because we're not sure what it will ultimately be. And also, most of the provisions don't go into effect until 2014. But we are certainly very interested, involved, and studying it carefully.
As you were watching the whole healthcare debate go down and everybody was talking about trying to figure out ways to bring down costs, were you sitting there at any point screaming at the TV going, this is the way you've got to bring down costs? I mean, how do you bring down costs?
My favorite way would be to see us get into malpractice reform. It would save on premiums. It would save on defensive medicine. The law mostly focused on extending coverage. And I think that's a good thing. And that would add more people with coverage. And the hospitals would have more people, more patients.
You've been in the business for now decades. What is the biggest change you've noticed, and where are we going in the world of healthcare at this point?
Well, one thing that's happening is that we are all aging, and the percentage of Americans over 65, 75 and up is increasing very, very rapidly. And just think about some advertising. At one time, you had younger people, they were smoking outdoors and on ski slopes, etc. And now if you look at the advertising, it's for erectile dysfunction and it's for diabetes
right.
And it's for overweight. So we're going to need a lot more by way of nursing. We're going to need more doctors. We're going to need more hospital beds as the decades come upon us.
Alan Miller, President and CEO of Universal Health Services, thanks so much for talking with us.
You're very welcome.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are up about 1% across Europe right now. Investors are going to be watching Apple stock when U.S. markets open, however, after yesterday's news that CEO Steve Jobs is taking another medical leave of absence. The company also reports earnings today. Another company to watch, Comcast. It may finally get FCC approval to merge with NBC Universal. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow jumped 55 points to close at 11,787.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft, providing comprehensive business solutions for the cloud. You can learn more at Microsoft.com/cloud. By PBS, presenting a look at the cutting edge, including cancer-fighting nanobots. Nova's Making Stuff, Wednesday at 9, 8 Central on PBS. And by Reputation.com, helping doctors, lawyers, and small business owners monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation Defender is now Reputation.com.
In the U.S., new mothers get about 3 months unpaid maternity leave, but in Britain, they get 6 months and still receive some salary. Starting in April, new British fathers will get to take extended leave if their spouse goes back to work early. As the BBC's Rebecca Singer reports, businesses in the UK aren't crazy about the plan.
At the moment, men get 2 weeks paid paternity leave. But from April, they could be away from the office for as many as 6 months. Andrew Cave is from the Federation for Small Businesses. He says this could be disastrous for his members and a bad thing for the economy.
The average business in this country employs 4 people. At the moment, if you lose a quarter of your workforce, it is very problematic. The government is introducing disincentives for businesses to take on more staff, just as they're saying that small businesses will be creating the jobs in the future.
But the government says the current rules are old-fashioned, with mums taking on the bulk of the childcare, while men miss out on time with their children. And they believe spending time with your kids in the early stages of life helps with the child's development and creates happier working parents. In London, I'm the BBC's Rebecca Singer for Marketplace.
Finally, a 56-year-old strip club waitress is having the last laugh in Houston. She was fired from her job at a bar called Cover Girls after being made fun of for her age. She sued and won $60,000. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Running a business, it can sometimes feel like the wild, wild west, especially when facing down a customer who's got something to say.
Except instead of carrying a Smith & Wesson or a Remington, you're carrying a blog.
I'm Bob Moon, the public showdown for customer complaints. Next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.